imposter syndrome.
Welcome back to Help Us, Help Us.
Go ahead. No, please. Oh, no, please.
Are you done?
Yeah, and you're just getting started, I bet. Go ahead.
I am. It's the beginning of the show. Hi, I'm Jill Jacques.
And I am Jack Jacques. We are the Jacques. Not for long. I'm just kidding, Jill. We're working through it. This is Help Us, Help Us. The show where we... You know, as a married couple going through the motions, the issues, the ups, absolutely the downs, you know, the everything going on, we're examining our relationship and we're trying to work through our problems as best we can.
Every week we have a therapist on, a licensed counselor through the
app
from our health insurance provider. We are fortunate enough to have the United Wellbeing app, and
thank God
we haven't quite met our match, but we're like everything, we're trying.
We are trying very hard. We thought this would maybe be like a one off or a two off, maybe a three off.
What do you mean
by
that?
But no, we would find our therapist right away, and we would sort of be happy enough, you know, we'd get through our problems enough that we wouldn't have to keep doing this show.
Okay, that's what I thought, but calling it a one-off is, I just don't get why you would put it that way.
Okay, yeah, well, that sounds about right. So we obviously are in, you know, what people are calling the COVID time, the pandemic age, the unprecedented times. I swear to God, if someone else says unprecedented times, I'm going to jump off a bridge.
For me, it's the now more than ever. That's what I can't with it, now more than ever.
Jill, and there's reasons we're still in the same house together, because I could not agree with you more. Now more than ever in these unprecedented times, it's like, bye, you get out of here.
We know,
every time is unprecedented.
We've gotten together and got broken up and gotten back together so many times.
Oh my God, half a dozen times.
Everything is unprecedented. I mean, every day is unprecedented. That's called the future, okay?
That's called time. Like, okay, literally the next second from now is unprecedented. Watch this. Damn!
Oh, that was
you know, like who? Unprecedented. It's like, shut the F
not,
up. And
not
I,
my unprecedented.
Hashtag not my unprecedented times.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Well, I love you. Wow.
I love you too. We are married. And you know, so I think what is so great about this show is that we're taking advantage of our
unprecedented
current circumstances. And we're spending so much time together, you and I, Jill.
And we're spending time on ourselves.
And we're actually absolutely spending time on ourselves and each other. And I think people listening to this kind of a show, where people sort of get to the raw root,
the raw root of everything.
I think people listening to that and listening to our personal problems and how we sort of deal with them is going to be is actually really helpful for people during these blank
now more
times.
Than ever times.
Now more than ever.
I am so glad that we're doing this. I know that it's been a hard road, the marriage itself, and also our search for the right counselor.
Yes, and our road, our street that we live on also has been a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, now more than ever, they've paved it three times this summer because they keep forgetting to fix it.
We didn't think there was such a thing as paving too much, but apparently our street got the full service. It's something got mixed up and it got paved too much, and now it is a tall road that you sink into when you drive across.
It's kind of like, you know, when on Grey's Anatomy when they close up after surgery and they realize they left a towel in the body. It's kind of like they keep paving over stuff and realizing that they left something down
that
there.
That they left stuff on the body. And there are, and look, I don't want to say too much. I don't want to tell tales out of school.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I just get, when I get emotional, my throat closes up.
You get a little of the swollen tongue.
Yeah, I got a swollen tongue. I'm allergic to emotion. People have said, but we don't talk to them anymore. You know, like, that's obviously not a real thing.
And that
thing.
Has nothing to do with our but marriage problems.
No, God, absolutely. But I do think there is a body somewhere buried in our overpaved street. I just want to say that for the whatever what it's worth, for the record.
Well, we have to come clean. I mean, this is always our do. Alibi here.
Yes, this is our tape. Like, play the court judge, if you're hearing this, we didn't do it.
And it's actually been pretty convenient because we don't really want to leave the house anyway. So, you know, oh, if I go outside.
It's actually been pretty convenient because we don't want to leave the house anyway. That's
I
exactly
go outside,
right.
I'm going to sink into my road. Well, fine, I'll stay inside. There's a pandemic anyway.
Yeah, duh. Like, yeah, it's like a snow. It's like a snow.
It's,
you ever
it's
have
exactly
a big.
Remember like a snow.
Remember a big snow? And you're like, you can't even open the door. It's kind of like that with our asphalt in our street. And we're like, okay, well, I guess we'll just stay inside and talk to each other.
Yeah, it's like, it's not my fault. It's asphalt, you know?
Hey, Jill, that's really good.
Jacques.
That's our name.
Okay,
again.
Okay, enough.
Okay. I was just going to say enough. I was going to say the same thing, but okay. So how, I guess, the dreaded question, how are you doing this week, Jill?
Well, I can tell you actually don't want to ask me that, and that's okay.
Okay.
But I will tell you, because I
please do.
I have 50% of the time here, and I'm going to use it like this.
Yeah. And we're ready, and whenever you're ready.
Okay, well, my time's going to start over if you interrupt me again.
Okay, I'm speaking. And you're speaking.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm doing okay. I'm actually doing okay this week.
Okay.
I've had a
That's
lot
good
of
to hear
alone
us.
Time.
I know.
It's actually been very nice. I bought a $50 face mask, which I
Oh my.
Don't think it.
And we're talking, which one are we talking about?
What do you mean?
The is it another one of those horrible face masks that you put on your face at night that makes you look like a insane, scary monster? Or is it a face mask that you wear, a CDC, sort of a PPE
Neither.
Mask?
It's actually kind of made of mud. It's a gritty mud, and it smells like...
Ugh.
Honestly, it smells a bit like Earl Grey, a bit like...
If that's
feces.
The smell in the house, it smells like shit, Jill.
Well, you didn't let me finish. I said feces.
Thank you. And this was, so, okay, let me just clarify here. You paid $50 for us to get mailed a loose bag of shitty smelling mud. And correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, you're wrong on a couple counts. You know me and my nitpicking, as you like to call it. But I didn't get it mailed to us. I got it mailed to me.
Oh.
And it wasn't a bag, it was a box.
Okay, so it was a box of smelly mud instead.
Yeah, and it was sent to me, so why don't you just not worry about it?
I don't check the packages that aren't for me, Jill. I don't do that anymore. I don't snoop no more. I'm not a snooper, okay?
No,
that's
you're
one
not.
Problem that we figured out. I would like you to remember.
Episode 2, I remember.
The big fat episode 2 where I said once and for all, I put my hand on a Bible, and I said, I'm not going to snoop. I'm done snooping.
No more.
No, I'm not going to snoop no more.
I'll never forget it. I fell in love with you more that day, but then episode 3, it was kind of a 2 steps forward, 1 step back situation.
Sure. It's, well, you're talking about, because I did a little sneaky one after.
You did a little sneaky one after.
I did a little sneaky one after. But that's, you know, it's like withdrawal. You know, you have to, I can't, it's like Christmas, pre-Christmas is the worst for me because I just can't stop sneaking and snooping. So.
Yeah, honestly, you pre-Christmas a little too often, honey.
Talk about coming clean. But I don't snoop anymore and we're now on to episode 28. So I feel like maybe that ship has sailed.
Yeah,
you're making me nervous, Jill. I love when you put me on the hot corner or
well,
the
28
or the
days
seat.
Later. Hopefully today we find the one. But before we get into that,
please,
Jack, Mr.
Yes.
Jacques, how are you doing?
Monsieur Jacques, I'm not doing that great. Jill, my wife, I'm not doing that good. Oh gosh, where do I begin? I mean, so I have been doing... So as you know, my feet and my toes are fully fucked.
We're both dealing with a bit of skin problems.
Yeah, but I've been dealing with this since I was born. I was born with what doctors aren't allowed to refer to as chicken claws. And I have really tiny, skinny toes and feet and long, curly little nails. And that's what, and you, that's one of the first things you had to sort of get used to with me, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing I had to do was get you to stop wearing those sandals.
I mean, they are barely sandals. I can barely, dude, I was just going to say.
I'm not one of your bros.
You're not one of my bro friends, honey bun. My poker pals. Shoes are not my friend. So I bought a new pair of shoes. It was, again, expensive. And I bought them, and they do not work for me, for my feet. They do not work. Yet again, another pair in the shed. I throw all my sneakers that don't work for me in the shed in the back.
Yeah, it's we're going to light it on fire one day. But
one day.
You know, another good thing out of 2020 is the fact that you don't have to wear shoes anymore.
I don't have to wear shoes anymore.
We celebrate, but we also, we're still concerned.
Well, we're dealing with it. And what's nice, too, because of the way my feet look, I can actually sort of paint them a certain, like, I can even go out to the store barefoot with my paint, with my toes and feet painted, and no one's the wiser.
Yeah, I'm
and
I'm
that's something you don't like. Yeah, you're the wiser. Great. I bet you are. I bet you do think you're the wiser.
I think we know that I am.
Okay, well, you're covered in mud and my feet are like a chicken. So, like, what else?
it's modern urban living.
It's modern love. Its absolutely. You're absolutely right. So, I guess all right.
Before we go into the break, and we'll be back with whoever the F our new counselor is.
Yeah, we don't know.
I've given up all hope.
No, no, Jill.
No, I'm kind of kidding.
Okay.
Me too. I just want to, like we do every week, we both ask each other what we are hoping to gain out of this week's session.
Session, of course. Do you want to go first, or as always, do you want me to go first?
Oh, sorry. And this segment is called Session Impression.
It is. And we both came up with that together in the middle of the night. We both stood up like, I have it.
I have an idea. Session Impression.
Session Impression.
Exactly at the same time. Not like it was just now, but normally.
Well, now we're normal in real life.
So I'll go first.
Okay, you go first. I'm exhausted.
Out of this week's session, I hope to find peace. I am so upset all the time with you, sir,
and madam,
and this is a breakthrough myself.
Cool.
So, okay, cool. I'm not one of your bros.
Awesome, bro.
See, exactly.
So you hope you find peace. I hope you do, too, because that would certainly, take a lot of skin off my back.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, my session impression, I think, is I want to be able to exist apart. I think I want to be okay with existing apart. I think we deserve a little bit of space, and we're so close all the time, and I feel like both of
us. That's your fault.
No, it is.
I hide from you all day. I'm running from
where
you.
Do you hide? Tell me. You I'll won't tell me. You. Yeah, see, that's what I want to feel comfortable sitting in my living room while you're hidden away and not have to think about where you're hidden. Okay? Is that a better phrased answer, Jill?
That sounds to me like peace.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back, I said.
We'll be right back.
We'll
Help, 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 it's us! help us, help us. But help us, help us. I am Jack Jacques. Welcome back, everybody. Jill, welcome back to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I'm Jill Jacques. Help us, help us.
Help us, help us. And it's not a cry for help. A lot of people respond to this show and be like, are you guys okay? And it's like, yes, of course we're okay.
Oh, she's calling. That's the whole idea. She's picking up.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Hello?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome, all, both of you. Thanks for coming to my office, my virtual office. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thanks. And it says here your name is Tita DeVita. Am I saying that right?
You did. Except you forgot the doctor part of it. Dr.
Jill.
Tita DeVita.
Dr. Tita DeVita, I'm sorry about that. She tried to get a PhD. She never quite got it.
Okay.
I feel like she's resentful for never having being a doctor.
Before we get started, Well, I said turd. I've got feces on the mind.
You got feces literally on your head. Yeah. Sorry, doctor.
Jesus. Okay, sorry, doctor. I just want to ask if it's okay moving forward with this session, if it's okay if we record you for no reason.
Oh, right, yeah. At all. Blah, blah, blah. Is that fine?
Sorry, I don't understand. Record me for...
Okay.
Just audio. Just a little
posterity,
bit of audio.
Just for our help. Like, we love to listen back and just sort of like...
Exactly.
So this is...
Soak in everything.
For self-development purposes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
Kudos and to you for really taking ownership of the problem. This is a great step in the right direction. I give you permission.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Okay. We can move forward then. All right.
Thank God. doctor, I guess we should start off by just saying, like, I like to do this. Jill doesn't. Jill likes to cut right to the chase. But I like to say, how are you doing? How, as a doctor in this field, you know, the telehealth of it all, you know, the virtual, like, how's it going?
This is an interesting way to start an appointment, to have you ask me how I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You know what? I can see that you are a man of action. Perhaps that's something that we'll have to address later. But for right now, I will say that I am doing well. I have just purchased a delightful pair of boots and sunglasses. So I'm looking to go on a delightful hike. And that's really what you need every day, just the small victories.
Okay, brag.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. Sounds like someone's going on a hike.
Oh, someone makes money. Doctor. Doctor Boots.
Going on a hike with my loving partner.
Okay.
And
this is also a brag.
What I want for the two of you, to be in a position where you could go on delightful hikes with your partner in the sun, in the most delightful pair of boots that you have ever seen. Perhaps you could shoot a few raccoons. Perhaps you could have an ice cream sundae afterwards. It's really just a whole day that you really want to plan with your partner. Just a big experience.
Okay, wow.
Okay, so we're starting off with homework.
Yeah, but I will say you lost me at first with the hiking, but then you got me back with the shooting raccoons
that.
And this ice cream sundae.
I saw the glint in your eye when I mentioned murder
yes.
and dessert. So far, it was uh-huh. Jack. Is it Jack or Jacques?
It's Jack. Jack is first
both.
Name. Jacques is last name.
Jack,
it's actually both.
Yes. Jack, Jacques.
Thank you.
Jock, and then there's a last name after that?
No.
No.
This is why I hate
Doctor.
You, Jack.
Why? It's not my fault my parents named me Jack Jacques.
Well, no, but it's my fault that I'm now Jill Jacques.
Yeah, that stinks, but I don't notice the doctor having a problem with that name. It certainly just seems like it's my name that everybody's having a problem with.
I actually have no problem with either. I was just clarifying for my own sake, because I make a lot of personal notes and do a lot of drawings, and I want to make sure I have the right labels on all the drawings.
Okay. And are you drawing?
I am
us?
Drawing
us
at this moment, in the way that I believe you see yourselves.
Yes.
Okay. And do you ever draw us the way that you see us?
No, this is all how I believe that you perceive yourself.
Okay, and am I drawn like a beautiful butterfly, or?
And am I draw like a raging big bowl?
So this is, I have a chunky bowl, a pudgy little bowl.
Doctor, I gotta stop you right there. I hate that word.
For who? For him or me? For bull, him or me?
Bull or pudgy?
Bull.
Bull. No, I thought you said chunky. I'm sorry.
Did you not say chunky? I also love that word. I said pudgy.
Great. Pudgy. I love that. And you're doing even better than I thought you could.
I'm asking if you drew Jack as the bull or if it was me.
I drew this Jacques fellow as a pudgy little bull, and I drew you as a block. It's sort of a block.
Okay. Well, you clearly are. You two
wait,
are connecting.
This
right
is
off
going
the
great. Yes. Wait, a block of what? Shit.
A block of just a cheddar, a nice cheddar.
Okay, well, I'm
into the Jill, you're a cheese!
I do like cheese, doctor.
So, and I intuitive that.
She intuitive it.
You did what?
She intuitive it.
Doc, Jill? You get me so well, Jack. I feel like we're connecting on a miraculous level.
I feel like we are V-I-B-I-N-G, Jacques.
Stop flirting, and everyone stop flirting.
I'm not flirting.
As I mentioned, I have a delightful partner that I plan on going on a hike with later, so this is not flirting by any means.
Honestly,
I would never.
Your use of the word delightful is unprecedented in these times.
In these
Thank
trying
you.
Times,
the
they have to be.
Delightful.
Now more than ever.
Now more than ever, indeed.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Ugh.
So,
well,
this is a really good start.
Is this goodbye?
No, come on. No, Jill.
I have half a mind to leave.
Oh, no. Don't leave. Don't leave.
No,
We're just getting started.
Leave,
this is the beginning of the movie.
We're just getting started.
This is the beginning of the movie when you're like, who is that man? Who's that woman? Why are they stealing that car? But soon you'll figure
this.
It out and you'll see they were dead the whole time. And that's how the movie ends and you're happy about it.
Okay.
Doctor, I have a question. Doctor, I do have a question. If you're a ghost, do you have to tell us?
The doctor is a ghost.
Correct.
Or if you find out we're ghosts, do you have to tell
Correct.
Us?
I am under no legal obligation to do so, but I would do so for politeness reasons.
Right, because we're doing so well, because this is the greatest session we've ever had. Yeah.
So far, this is not ranking high on my sessions, but I'm willing to give it a chance because I'm trying.
Well, we're apparently just getting
this
started.
This is the beginning of the movie, as I said. See, I believe this is
like
one of
you
your
said.
Problems, Jill. It seems that you hear one word and you stop listening immediately after that, and then you've decided at that point, no more. And I feel like that is a problem.
Doctor, thank you for bringing
That's
this
me.
Up.
That's me.
That's her. That is Jill. J-I-L-L Jill. I swear you just hit the nail on the head.
Okay. Everyone stop spelling things.
Okay.
Jill, I'm sensing some tension in spelling. Are you an educated woman or is this?
Well, she's covered in mud. What do you think, doctor?
I'm covered in M-U-D.
I feel like you shouldn't meet your problem if you are the uneducated one.
I'm educated. I don't really know what you mean by that, but I'm definitely
educated.
No,
I mean classes, exercise classes, reading classes.
Exercising classes?
Yes. It stimulates the mind.
I don't do that.
Oh,
no.
So you're illiterate.
I will just say she is not illiterate, but she used to be, and she also tried to get a PhD, lest we forget that she tried very hard to get a PhD, and she... Jill, you didn't quite do it.
You started and you quit, Jill.
She quit.
I did. You know what I wanted out of this session was peace, and I am not finding it.
What did I want? Oh yeah, a reason to not be around you and feel good about it. So far, I feel like I'm doing pretty good. But usually we both are having an unhappy time by this point. So I feel like this is a win at least for one
of us.
This is like
a basketball game. Half of the people win, half of the people lose. But that's what makes it enjoyable.
Now, doctor,
is that how therapy is supposed to go, doctor?
Yes, it is, Jill. And I feel like you're finally coming around.
Now, let me just really quick. Half the people win, half the people lose. That's got to be most sports, not just basketball, right?
Well, I don't watch a lot of soccer, but I believe that sometimes they tie with kicks.
Oh.
Well, also the Olympics, I think there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people there, and I don't think half of them win.
Okay, that's true. That's true. And I see, and I'm actually trying to be vulnerable, and I'm glad that you accepted my vulnerability.
Well, we're all learning and becoming better people, like at the Olympics.
I guess.
Jill, I want you to feel good about this session and finding peace and such.
Good luck, Doctor.
So I'm just going to take you both through a bit of a visualization, if we could.
Oh, thank God.
So let's all close our eyes, me included. No, I'll keep mine open. I'll just watch you.
And I guess it's just completely up to you. Okay, great.
But both of you, I want your eyes to be closed. And I want you to...
God, whatever she says, it's like she comes in here and she thinks she's the boss of this marriage.
Well, that's why we had her on. Maybe we can get a little friggin' captain at the wheel. My eyes are closed.
Okay, my eyes are freaking closed.
You're on a big Corvette car, and it's not...
We're on it.
You're on it. Yes, you're on it.
On top?
On top. On the hood. Okay. On the hood.
And okay.
It's being...
So not the top, but the front top.
The front top, yes.
What year is it?
You can't be on the top, because there's a hole. It's a Corvette, you see. So you can't sit up there. You're at the top.
Jill doesn't know. Good car. Jill doesn't know.
Jill.
I don't think you call that a hole. I think that's like a convertible.
No, it's a hole. It's the roof hole.
It's a car hole, Jill. It's a car hole.
A car hole, a roof hole, top of chair hole. There's any number of names for this.
It doesn't matter. We're not there.
Yeah,
we're on
you're
the hood.
on the top of the car. God, the engine
God, Jack.
All right. We're okay. You're on this Corvette, and it's being it's being driven down the highway by your favorite basketball player.
We're on the hood while it's driving.
Yes, he's very late for his basketball game, so he's
who is it?
It's what's that man's name?
Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan. Michael Jackson's my favorite basketball player.
He's mine as well, but people don't realize that he played basketball for that 1 month. So we have to go with
the moonwalk.
We have to go with it. Yeah, exactly.
He squeaked across the court.
That's where he came up with the idea.
Okay, so Michael, who's driving this car?
This car is being driven by basketball's tallest man, Hakeem Olajuwon, from the 90s.
All right.
Okay, and he's very late for his practice, and he's so stressed out.
Oh, it's just practice. That's not that bad.
Close your eyes, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
He's late for his practice. So he's very stressed out, but then he gets in a car accident.
While we're on the hood?
While we're on the hood, Doctor! Tito!
Yes.
Tito!
Yes, well, you're on the hood. And see, at first he thinks this is terrible. This is, I have crashed my beautiful car. I have killed my beautiful friends. But then he realizes,
bites. So sad!
Then he realizes
close
this
your eyes,
is
Jill.
Actually very fine for me, because by crashing my car I no longer have to go to this practice that was going to be the most stressful part of my day. And now
this guy hates basketball.
No, he loves it. He just doesn't like to practice. So now he doesn't have to go, and this is where you get the calmness.
Like not
Jill.
Studying for a test.
We're not practicing piano.
So, wait, but this is where you get what?
This is where you get the calmness. Now he doesn't have to go to practice. So you should feel at peace now, Jill. Do you feel at peace?
I am confused about the whole scenario. Am I the basketball player, or am I on the hood of his death
We're
trap?
We're both on the hood of the death
yes.
trap,
Jack,
Jill.
Jack gets it. Yes, you're both.
I get it. Dude.
So I'm calm because I'm dead?
Yes. No.
It's the ultimate
the basketball
calmness.
Player
oh, no.
is calm. Yes, you are calm because you've gone to heaven or wherever you believe in.
Heaven.
I guess
I hope.
I'm calm then.
Yeah, that's all. That's an interesting. I love the energy of mm-hmm. that exercise.
Yes. Do you like the metaphor of it?
No.
I love how much we all laughed. I loved how much we all laughed at
It's
at
not
death.
Funny. No.
It's
no.
about the peace that is attained afterwards by not going to practice or dying.
Right.
Got it.
Can we do it?
Should we get a...
Can we do another one? Oh. Well, doctor, should we get a divorce?
Should we get a divorce? I would say not at this time, no. I would say
yes!
No. And we can assess this over several sessions
maybe
books that I would like you to purchase and dinners that I would like you to come to at my home. And we can just sort of figure it out from there.
What are
okay,
some...
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
I have to address the elephant in the room here.
Please.
It seems like Miss Little Doctor.
Dr. Tita DeVita. It wasn't Miss Little.
Little Miss Dr. Tita DeVita. I think you want to get with my husband, and I think you want us to come over for a dinner party, so I'll do one of my classic hidings, and you guys can get it on.
Again, I'm married to a delightful man, Hakeem Olajuwon, one famous basketball player.
And you couldn't remember his name.
You buried the lead, Doctor.
I don't like to project that I'm married to celebrity, so I try to pretend that I'm not married to one, and then I just can't think of another man's name because I would never think of another man. And so then I ultimately have to confess to it being Hakeem Olajuwon.
So you and the tallest man in the world are going to go for a delightful hike later. And God, I feel jealous of your relationship because Jill and I clearly are not seeing eye to eye, even though I absolutely understand your metaphor and your exercise.
Thank you.
And I'm very happy for you and
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Number one. Yes. Well, of course. And I would love to come over for dinner. But you see what's happening is that, like,
there's a bit of a disconnect.
Not everyone. There's a bit of a disconnect.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you, I mean, is what I mean. You're a bit of, like, we have a giant cord and you're short that's just busted open the cord and the electricity can't pass through it.
In my shorts?
No. There's a short in the cord. Your marriage is
like
a cord.
Like a shorts. Like a short circuit. I get it.
Like how Christmas tree fires start.
Of course you do.
Like how Christmas tree fires start, Jill.
You know what?
What?
I'm this close.
To?
Don't say it.
Don't finish my sentences,
I just prompted it a little bit. I just urged you. Like the way that you get a dog out of a cage.
What are these metaphors? Christmas lights, dogs? What are you, living the American dream?
I am living a beautiful, delightful dream with my delightful husband, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Are you in the NBA bubble?
Do you get to go to the game?
No, he retired years ago. But sometimes we do play competitive basketball.
So he's old.
Sexual reasons.
He's all shriveled up.
He's a what?
Huh?
I'm sorry, I believe we both said something.
Y'all can have this one. Y'all can figure this one out. I don't really know.
Oh, thank you. I said he's all shriveled up.
He's not shriveled up. He's very tall and his skin stretches all the time.
Okay, wow. Okay. He's not shriveled up.
Tall men never shrivel up.
Oh, tall men never shrivel. And I'm a pretty tall guy, Jill. So maybe you can stop calling me a shriveled old bitch.
Me?
Yes.
I've never called you that one day in my life.
You talk in your sleep and you call me it every night in the middle of the night.
Wow,
Jill,
that's hilarious.
That's not nice.
That's what I'm saying, Doctor. It isn't nice. And I haven't told her about it because now I think she's going to do it on purpose when we're awake.
Oh, Jill. Huh. Jill, again, you are the short in this relationship.
I'm tall, too.
Jill, come on.
Tall for a woman.
You're not that
tall for real.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Paging Dr. DeVito. What the heck? I mean, well, who cares? But she's you say how tall you are.
Well, I'm tall for a real person, and I'm also tall for a woman. Tall for anyone. I'm 6'2".
Oh.
That is pretty tall.
Congratulations. And you never succeeded in basketball? I never saw you at any of the games.
I never saw you at any of my husband's games.
No, you didn't, because I was a fetus when your husband was playing.
Yeah, because he's retired and he's old yellow, shriveled up.
Do you want some aloe for that burn?
No, because I don't see you succeeding in basketball now either. So it seems like there's been a consecutive amount of years in which you haven't succeeded in basketball despite your gargantuan height.
She tried to be, she's giant, and she did try to be she tried to get a PhD. This is embarrassing, but she tried to get a PhD in basketball.
Chill.
Because her number one dream was to be Dr. Basketball.
Lock me up and throw away the key.
Well, I think we've fixed a lot of problems today. And I've got so many drawings of the two of you.
What else you got?
Oh, just a series of delightful pictures. This is the two of you on the Corvette, driven by my husband.
Oh, God. Before or after?
This is before.
Good.
You're just getting on. You're excited for this delightful adventure you're going on.
And where are you when we're all hanging out with your old
husband? Yeah, while your husband is driving us across the city on the hood of his car before getting a car accident, where are you,
Doctor? I'm obviously making dinner.
Obviously. Okay.
Okay. Nice. Nice.
Do you want
nice.
To know what I made?
I was just going to ask.
Mm-hmm. Well, I made Rice Krispie treats, corn dogs, and juice.
You made the juice. What from what fruit?
Tell me it was from a fruit.
Pineapples and tomatoes.
Acidic.
And sweet.
It's full of vitamin C. I find it a delightful treat for
and that
for
and this
skin.
Was and this was dinner.
Mm-hmm. This was dinner. Hot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Unprecedented.
In these times, now more than ever. Okay, look, we got to take another quick break, and then we'll be right back. Doctor, can you just hang on tight just for a couple more minutes here while we wrap things up when we come back?
I can hang on for as long as you need.
When is your height?
When is your height? Let's just say.
My height is 6'7".
Not how tall he is. No, not how tall your husband is. What time is your hike?
What time is my height? My I guess I'm about a 7'32".
When are you going to put on your boots?
When's the hike, boots?
Oh, my hike. My hike is at probably at sundown.
Great, we got plenty of time.
Okay, well, that sounds dangerous and foolish, Doctor.
Our marriage is filled with adventures and risk.
Wow. Jealous. Brag.
Jealous brag. We'll be right back, folks, with more of this Doctor Session.
Help us! Help us! Help us. Help us. And we're back. I'm Jill Jacques.
I'm Jack Jacques. Folks, I gotta say, I'm riding pretty high today. I'm feeling pretty good about this session. My impression of the session is that I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Jill, how are you feeling?
You know, during the break, I took a moment to scream into a pillow, and I did find it in myself to be happy for you. Oh. That you are happy. And I actually feel really good about myself as well, because I feel like I am above the two of you in a way. And I can take positivity and confidence in that, like, I love myself and I hate both of you. Just today.
Totally.
Just
Absolutely.
Today. I don't always hate you.
Sure.
But yeah, my impression is that I feel good about myself, but if it's about our marriage, horrible.
Right. And it's interesting that you're to be wrong is so interesting to like feel what it's like to be wrong. Dr. Tita Tavita, how are you feeling? And thank you for staying with us.
I am feeling 50-50. Really good about my relationship with Jack. Terrible about my relationship with Jill. And again, Ouch. I go back to this metaphor about basketball games. There's half winners, 50% winners, 50% losers. So I feel like I'm right on track.
All right, whatever. So we're going to go on to our final segment and ignore the fact that I just used the word segment. It means nothing. We're going to go around and we say our highlights and lowlights from the session. What was your favorite part? What was your least favorite part? If you want to go ahead and start, Dr. Tida Tadida, you go ahead.
That's a very incorrect way of saying my name, and also an uncommon practice for you to, I guess, decide what we're doing next in our session. I'm not actually sure why we took that last break also. We just like sat here in this room in silence for a bit.
Well, I had to...
odd, but,
Well, we pay for United Wellbeing, so you're going to do what we say.
Yeah, and I did. I also had to take a pee.
Okay, well, we all just sat here, so I'm wondering.
Like I said, I had to take a pee. Okay.
Oh, well, all right. But nonetheless, my highlights and my lowlights. Highlights was that moment.
Highlights
were from the session that just happened, yes? My highlight was when I remembered in my vision that I described to you all to imagine my husband's delightful Corvette car, which was beautiful, and it was so shiny red. And I like when we I like that we remember the name for the hole on the top of the car. That was nice. I'd been trying to remember that for days and I couldn't think of it. And then we just came.
And what was it?
It was now it's gone. Roof hole's
drag race.
Roof hole, yes. My lowlights, were, I mean, I guess Jill.
I'll go next.
Okay. Great. Go next, Jill. Go off.
Ahem.
Ugh.
Ahem.
And don't cough too close. You never know. You never know who can be infected these days. So just don't clear your throat so loudly and gross, please.
Good advice.
Okay. Oh my God. Why don't you two get married already?
Delightful husband.
Maybe we'll wait till my segment. Maybe just wait, okay? Jill, what do you got?
My highlight from the session today was imagining my violent death.
That was your highlight.
Low light would be, let me think, you, Dr. Tita La Vida Loca?
Which I take as a compliment. To be thought of in any way is quite a compliment to me. So thank you, Jill. Oh. Thank you.
No problem. I'm happy to be here.
That's
Why
nice.
Why don't you go, Jack?
I'll go, Jack is my name, and I'll go right now. And so obviously my highlight, I mean, let's just say, there's only one highlight for me. And it was meeting one... Dr. Tita DeVita.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you.
PhD. I feel like there's a whole part of me, big facepalm from Jill. I feel like there's a whole part of me that is now, that I didn't even know existed, and now it's open, and now I feel like I can explore that, and I can see how Jill fits or doesn't fit, you know, into that.
Jack, can I just say
situation.
One more thing to you? You are a
yes.
beautiful, honest, delightful man.
That is, I mean, I am sweating. I'm blushing. This is incredible, and this is
he's leaking out of his.
Well,
I just took
a pee, and I guess I wasn't quite done. But I will say that meeting you, Doctor, has really the highlight is so great that I almost don't even have a low light.
You have to have a low light.
Oh, I knew you would say that. And my low light is this. Jill, I think it smells like shit in this house. And it's been sort of a distraction the whole time. And I have, you know, maybe couldn't. I would have enjoyed getting to know the good doctor here maybe a little bit more if my nostrils weren't permeated with the smell of frickin' shit.
Again, it's 50% losers, 50% winners.
Thank you.
Why can't we all win? Why can't we all win, honey?
You're not the ref.
You're not.
Yeah, why can't?
You're not the ref. The ref doesn't decide.
Doctor is the ref. And
I'm asking the ref, why can't we all win?
Because if I'm the ref in this situation, if I let everybody win, that's illegal and I'll go to jail.
Jail.
I'll go to jail.
If I let everybody jail, win, jail. If I let everybody win, I will be sent to jail in your confused metaphor that makes no sense, wherein I'm the referee in some bizarre game where everybody wins.
Jail, well, so go to jail, Jill.
I believe that's your time, referee. I believe that's your actually time.
Call her a doctor. How dare you? You call her a doctor. A Dr. DeVito. How dare you?
Dr. DeVita, yes. Dr.
DeVita. I know.
My cousin, I'm getting Denny.
Oh.
I actually make a great cheese dip out of DeVita cheese. Delvita?
Velveeta.
Velveeta, but you use an off-brand. And your cousin doctor is Danny DeVito?
Yes, he spells it with an O.
Thank you for coming on the show, doctor.
You're absolutely welcome, Jack.
And we'll be in touch. And we'll be in touch. And I'll see you on the court.
Oh, I get that. I get that. That's beautiful. That's basketball. Great. That's basketball.
You're beautiful.
You are.
Oh my God! I could kiss you through the screen, but I can't, and I won't.
Oh, don't do it. You'll ruin your computer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's happened before. Bye.
Bye bye.
Okay.
Jill. For real, Jill. Talk
just,
to me.
Just give me a second. She's finally gone. I need to breathe.
Me. I need you. Chill, baby. I need you to talk to me. What the heck's going on here?
You're in love with her.
I am not. I'm maybe happy for the first time in my life. I feel like someone can listen to my problems and tell me exactly what's wrong and what to do. That doesn't mean I'm in love with the wife of a famous basketball player.
Well,
I love you.
A woman always knows.
That's a fucking argument that you can't really do anything with. Like, it's like, what am I supposed to say? Like, no, you're wrong. You have to be right. You have to be. And you're a wily little coyote.
Well.
And I love that about you.
You're the roadrunner, I believe, is his foe.
And it is his foe, and you're constantly chasing me. But I do, Jill, I'll always love you. And I think we can get through this together. And I think this is just one little notch in the belt of our tightening relationship.
No. Okay? That's not the right metaphor. Look,
no.
we need to end this.
Oh, metaphor.
We need to end this. And I don't just mean the podcast.
Oh my God.
I think I think you should see Dr. Tino Dorito, and you'll be happy together forever.
But she's married to the guy.
I'm talking about for medicine.
Okay.
And the fact that I couldn't be Dr. Basketball for you is clear, and it's over.
I just wanted you to be my Dr. Basketball.
And I can't be, because I can barely shoot a basketball into a hoop. Is that what you call it?
Yes, of course it is, because the mud's in your eyes, darling. But I know that maybe you're right.
I'm content just putting shit on my face and sitting around, honestly. I don't need all that.
Sitting around? Okay. I mean, okay, then. Okay.
So I'm happy to do the podcast next week as we continue.
I don't know. Maybe this is it. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe it's time.
Episode 28? You can't end a podcast at episode 28.
Should we do, we should go to 30 and pretend like we're fine until then?
Well, I think maybe we should do two more and let the people know transparency. I mean, that's our whole thing.
I love that show.
What?
Nothing. Okay, let's do that. I'm sorry, but I also think this is the right thing. I think maybe we're just not built for this.
The house that Jack built was one that Jill couldn't live in.
I was just going to do a Jack and Jill went up the hill thing, but you kind of did that already.
Honestly, I think the only reason we got married was because of our name.
I know! That's what we said on our wedding day in front of the court, the clerk. We said, look, the only reason we're doing this is because look at our paperwork.
And we never had a real wedding. We only did it at the court.
No, we only did it at the court. And we did it at the court, which was awesome.
Those bathrooms don't lie. All right, guys.
That's got to be it. I'm sorry, as always, and thank you, as always.
Help us. Help us. I've been Jill.
And I've been Jack. And we've been the Jacques.
Toodaloo.
Hey, thanks for listening. That was Help Us, Help Us with Jack and Jill Jacques.
The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show, hosted by two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday. Oh, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Unfortunately, we'll never know what happened to the Jacques couple, but that's okay. It's not the point. Also, folks, please follow us on Twitter at Max and Natalie and Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy.
Only if you want to, because that's not the point.
We're not going to force you to do anything, but please do it.
This has been a Cook Rap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.